This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 6,500 athletes are on hand in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics World Games. It's the biggest sporting event in that city since the 84 Olympics. And officials say it could pump more than $100 million into the L.A. economy and could also be an economic boost for others. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The stands are packed at USC's Aquatics Center. Australian swimmer Kieran Currie just got out of the pool.
It's a lot different to what it was like when I started when I was about 9 or 10.
He's 23 now and says the games have grown, but it still wasn't cheap getting over here. And it's not like sponsors were knocking down doors.
Did a lot of fundraisers back home and funding from some local businesses back in Australia, and it was enough to get us over here.
ESPN has a studio on site and a daily highlight segment. Vicky Michaelis teaches sports media at the University of Georgia. She says ESPN might be trying to get a foothold on any part of the Olympic market, one that's been dominated by NBC.
When you see some of the athletes that are front and center, Michael Phelps, Abby Wambach, Michelle Kwan, these are Olympic athletes that are very marketable.
ESPN isn't alone. There's a lot of corporate goodwill to be had here. Toyota, Coca-Cola, and Disney are out in full force, too. The games wrap up on Sunday. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.